we created a really good recording when 7 years ago when we talked to you about Dan Winter's definition of what happens after you die. So that led to the How Does It Feel to Be Stone Cold Dead series. So I haven't listened to him in a long time, but I checked him out. And he has a long... He goes into detail explaining their new medical products. They say they're selling it in 12 countries. They're having great results. He's talking about it like we talk about our products. And he's invented some gadget, and he explains it. Now, you've never heard such crazy talk, but if you took some of our stuff, it would fit. Well, I could work with it, but add some things that he doesn't do and not be as neurotic about being healthy and all this. So I want you to put up with his words and correct them, because I would like to play it and send it to him. Been trying to get his attention, sort of, even though he's a hopeless case. He lives in his own world, sort of. But the language is interesting, what he says. And he also talks very fast, like he doesn't really want people to understand it. It's impossible to understand. So I'm going to start it, and I'll turn up the volume, play a little bit, put up with the stupid words. Then after a couple minutes, we'll stop, and then you can correct, tear apart, or whatever. Are you with me? Okay, so I'll start the audio, and you should be able to hear it coming through my computer.
Welcome to Cosmic Love.
That's good and loud.
Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance?
Okay. This is Chris somebody who's interviewing. He's going to interview him. So he does his little rap, Dr. Christopher Rudy. Love is the key to self-governance.
Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink, and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events.
Okay, Ian, we'll stop at that point. I assume you heard that. I think that somebody listening to Ion would say, Ion's into the chip body. Ion's creating an alternative chip body, chip landscape. Ion's about cosmic love, but love's not emotion. Okay, that's some of the things I know you might say. But taking what he said, what do you say about what you just heard?
Well, it's so glib. You do more words on glib, clichéable, archetypal memes. Well, this is just the lovey love and the feely love and the dovey love and the lovey dovey dove love dove love. It's a bunch of woo woo stuff. that says these catch words. That's what's happening in your media college. That's why you are famous, is because you're ridiculous. Our words, now everybody's saying, till Donald J. Trump started saying your words, you weren't all that wonderful. Now all of a sudden you've moved way up the proverbial food chain. So now this is another representation of the special love and the lovey dove of lovey love dove. It's the J. Thurston Howell III in Lovey on Gilligan's Island, trying to explain how the lovey love applies to the love.
All right. So I understand.
You probably won't be interested in sending this to this person.
Yeah. Did you say, yeah, I won't be interested. I'm indifferent to his ideas because I know how corny they are or limited.
Well, but the corn, it's worse than that, because now it's just borrowing someone else's placated power. You're taking people that are lost and trying to convince them that they have to look at the android meme to see if there is a mediacological experience that they've missed or given overview, or that the time-space continuum that now he's overdone has wiped them off. See, lost in space only applies if you're lost in space. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. It only matters if you're lost in space. So those words don't matter unless you're lost in space. The time aspect, time no more, came from this reference that there never ever was. So you can't now say this new thing got rid of the thing that never was. Troublesome, isn't it?
Yes. Now you're responding to what he has just said, not about what I say on my show.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Good. All right. I'm going to move it forward to when he gets talking to Dan Winter. Let's see.
So connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connections with the benefits of
connectivity. Let's have net neutrality. Net neutrality. That's what we need. Net neutrality, Bob.
Okay, let me.
Cosmic love.
He's going to introduce.
Always.
Cosmic love. Ooh.
What'd you say, Ion? What?
Cosmic love. Ooh.
Yes.
Now, if they give it now, does he talk? Now, you know he's probably not going to talk about a cosmic nut. You know that, right?
Right. Now, he's now talking to Dan Winter, so let's listen to this.
People in the whole world. Dan Winter is a visionary scientist and inventor who has pioneered the science of heart coherence, which has many applications.
Okay, not to respond. He's pioneered the science of heart coherence. Okay.
Stop.
All right, we must wait till Ian stops laughing.
It's sorry.
You can go to the beach.
Heart cohesiveness. Oh, Lord. Shoot him in the head, Carolyn. Quick, it's good.
Yeah, heart coherence. But he means cohesive. Well, I don't know if he means cohesive. Okay, he's going to start dancing and start talking. Here we go.
Happy to be here, and you've been pretty dedicated yourself around heart coherence, so quite a team. Happy to chat. Dan, for decades you've been pioneering this the new frontier of inner space, as I call it, to give us an understanding of the fractal order of the universe and heart coherence harmonics that are like the gold standard for the quantum field and for human consciousness. So, for people that haven't heard your orientation of heart coherence, I've got website references to your work and what you've been doing, and we'll be providing those. I'll provide that with the show information, when people come to the show, with some links to your websites. And I wanted to personally thank you for your work, which I think is foundational for a golden age. But most people have never heard of you, so I'd love to hear you talk about your applications of heart coherence technology for education of the heart, healing of the body, and the culturing of social conscience in our global social networks, which I think is going to be one, in the future, will be one of the big applications of your heart coherence technology. If you could explain that a little.
Okay, so I thought that was Dan Winter talking. That's Chris, the tone change, the recording level. So that's Dr. Christopher Rudy introducing Dan Winter and saying, a lot of people don't know about Dan Winter, but he's introduced great stuff.
he's a quack. Now why would they hear him? He's a quack.
Yeah. Now, you already picked that up? He's a quack? You're saying that?
Well, of course.
Well, that Dr. Christopher Ruddy is a quack because he's calling himself a doctor?
Yes.
Okay, not Dan Winter. Don Winter, set in so he can't say
anything.
Yes. Okay, so Dan's going to go into a multiple verbal, many syllable talk. Watch this.
What you're doing with your application for smartphones, for education of the heart in terms of this understanding of heart coherence and what that, you know, what that means technically, what it means, you know, conceptually as far as mind congruence, you know, how heart coherence is a function of, and you might say prerequisite to mind congruence. And, because I think this is going to be, you know, maybe not overnight, but in the larger scheme of things,
the dispensation period now, Bob. The dispensation period is coming.
Okay, I'm going to just bring up a point so I can write in. So what was that fractal something he said? And
Bob, he's just using your words. He's been listening to your shit, and he's now making crap about it. It's ridiculous. Listen to what he's saying. He's just mocking you.
I know. Listen. He has he put me on his mailing list, you know, 5-6 years ago. So I get emails from him regularly, at least once a week, I guess, but I never read them. But I don't say those words. Maybe that's his interpretation of your words. I don't say any of those things, heart coherence. So let's see here, Dan, though. Try not to laugh too much. It drowns it out.
Heart coherence. Yeah.
How about you? Maybe we could start with just a little bit of, just a couple minutes on the history here for the background. First, I'm a trained electrical engineer and also graduate work in psychophysiology and biofeedback. I was trained, my graduate mentor, Albert Axe, was one of the founders of biofeedback, also worked with Elmer Green and the crowd there. So polygraphy, psychophysiology, biofeedback, electrical, that was my shtick. And, of course, we had the history here at the University of Detroit was that I had hired a wonderful electrical engineer, Scott Woodward, to the Millard Fillmore Hospital Research Lab, Sleep Research in Buffalo, New York. This is 25, 30 years ago when HeartMath Institute learned from me how to do EKG.
There's a phrase. HeartMath is something he created, but don't comment yet.
For me, how to measure the frequencies in the EKG.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had Foster Perry, who's quite famous, wonderful guy, his own right, a healer. He was in the Sleep Research Lab with us. And we were, the engineer had the bright idea to do the spectrum analysis in a rolling waterfall plot of the EKG in the insight here, and this is the genius, actually, if I may say, of our team, which HeartMath then imitated, was then to measure the power spectrum of the EKG in the relatively low frequencies, roughly, you know, 2 to 40 hertz, which is the bandwidth you look in brain waves for good stuff, you know, alpha, beta, all the cool stuff. Bottom line is, there's Foster Perry. We're making a film about the kids for the kids in China, and Foster says, "Oh, I'm sending love to the children in China now." This is an old story, but it's so fun. and suddenly, on this spectrum analyzer waterfall lab, we see this beautiful harmonic series become very ordered, an ordered cascade, which I called heart coherence. And at that moment, that term, and I'm credited in the literature for inventing the word heart coherence, because then we developed the mathematics to measure not just a simple power spectra, but a second-order power spectra. Bit of a long story. So then years later, after HeartMath, and we had a bunch of, you know, they invited me out there, flew me out there a couple times, and I showed them all this work. And then they sort of went off their own way, and we had a bit of a disagreement about defining heart coherence. And very interestingly, in our new app for the iPhone, very sexy, it's iThrive.com, iThrive.com, our newest app. And there's three apps now in the App Store for iThrive. We have iThrive, the whole master app, which has more in...
Wait a minute. There's a blatant ripoff. iThrive, iOn, iBlock, iThrive. You don't need to comment, Ian, unless you want to. Okay, let's just carry on.
Yep.
You see how he starts to pile up the words? I was noting them. Second-order power spectrum, spectrum analyzer. So he's doing some kind of biofeedback derivative analysis of something.
Well, it's HeartMath. They measure the heart, like an EKG.
Yeah.
But what strikes me immediately that the reason why you have electrical conductivity in the heart is because of electrolytes, mostly magnesium. So they're just measuring magnesium as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and heart math is a technical science in use term? In science?
It is. This whole company apparently, you know, took buddies.
Dan Winter stuff?
Dan Winter stuff and made it into a big big company, big process.
So hospitals use it?
No, no. It is still alternative.
Oh, but it's well known. You know it. You heard it for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it came from Dan. Okay, that's all right. Go on.
Transducers than anybody. And iThrive.com chakras, where you can actually see your chakras light up. And the newest one is called iThrive Stress.
So the app does something to do with transducers, and you see your chakras light up. Let me just go back slightly.
For inventing the word heart coherence, because then we developed the mathematics to measure it, not just a simple power spectra, but a second-order power spectra. Bit of a long story. So then years later, after heart math, and we had a bunch of, you know, they invited me out there, flew me out there a couple times, and I showed them all this work. And then they sort of went off their own way, and we had a bit of a disagreement about defining heart coherence. And very interestingly, in our new app for the iPhone, very sexy, it's iThrive.com, 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 our newest app. And there's three apps now in the App Store for iThrive. We have iThrive, the whole master app, which has more input transducers than anybody, and iThrive.com chakras, where you can actually see your chakras light up. And the newest one is called iThrive Stress Management. It's also up on the App Store. It was 2 days ago. So cool. Walk circles around heart magnets. I love those guys. I like to tease them. It's fine. But the bottom line, just to tell the story, I mean, you know, put it in language that's flavorful, is that when the internal phase relationship in your heart harmonics locks into phase, exactly like the harmonics in a laser, that's called coherence. And the way to quantify that and measure that was my discovery. It's a second-order power spectrum called a sepstrom, actually, in the...
Okay, that's a good bunch of words. Can you measure what he's claiming to measure? Heart coherence and a bunch of other words in there, Ion. Can you comment on that?
Well, it's just peddling things. It's nothing other than trying to see if the body, if there's sinus rhythm, there's sinus rhythm. And if the tonality changes or there's some swishy, some fishy, something going on with it, it doesn't apply. So the resonant node, another one of your words, you'll probably use that next, then comes back to say the heart rhythm or mechanics of the electricity. He's trying to say that the mapped electricity is the moniker for the muscle that is, and they're two different separate things. Everything is vibrational, but everything is not electricity. Everything is not energy, okay? And that's the difference. And he's trying to say the energy made the machine, and it did not.
Right. And did you say the word map, M-A-P, or M-A-T-H?
Yes.
Yeah, you said the map. Carolyn, did you have anything to say about this, Carolyn?
Yeah. Heart rate variability, that was Irving Dardick's work as well.
He does mention Dardick later. He was a friend of Dardick.
Right. So, yeah, it's really back to measuring the downfall of little man as they get sicker and sicker without their magnesium to put too fine a point on it.
Yeah, we got one fanatic, Dan Winter, commented on by another fanatic, Dr. D.
Exactly.
Well, but the fanatic part of that, that what Dr. Dean supplies, it applies, meaning her words, she doesn't say all that woo-woo stuff that goes with it. She just says, this is the point, and this is how you gauge where you are, not where you've been to from. It's not where you've been to from.
Yeah.
He's trying to say that this super woo-woo kind of lollipop guild electricity, ELO, electric light orchestra, is how you arrive at something that tells you something. Still don't know what thing it tells you. We still don't know if it tells you you have rhythm or don't have rhythm. You got rhythm, da 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 da. It doesn't tell you that. It's like, that's how you see if you do, but then it doesn't see if you can sing in the rain or not. Dr. Beans will let you sing in the rain. He just tells you if you can sing in the rain, maybe.
Okay, so watch. Thank you. So watch how he piles up the concepts. Here we go.
Right, we actually have a third order power spectrum. So we do it We do it the sort of simplistic heart math way, which is simply the amplitude of the main peak in the HRV, heart reverb. But we then also show you the what we call broad spectral coherence at iThrive.com.
That's interesting.
And it's called
broad spectrum, like full spectrum conscience.
Exactly. In other words, we're not just looking for one peak. Wrong. No, we're looking for coherence among all peaks. And the way that's done is basically if you had a harmonic cascade that was, the harmonics were in phase with respect to each other, called internal phase coherence or internal cardiac coherence. I invented the term, actually. And so we offer a third order power supply, very sexy. It's basically a smoothed coherence measure, very elegant. And we did it originally in EKG. Now we're doing it very simply and very cheaply for heart rate variability with five different transducers. Very cheap, very fun. And just to give you how sexy that is, originally we were able to show that you could use it as a lie detector.
Yeah, I remember when that first came out, and I was reading about that, and that had all kinds of implications that really intrigued me.
I mean, let's think about what that means. I mean, here we're an electrical engineer, and asking a sexy question. Oh, you know, when your lover says, "Will you marry me?" You can look right here, and if this peak goes up, they're telling the truth. They love you. But if the peak doesn't go up, say no, I won't marry you.
Okay, I hear Karen laughing. Go ahead, Carol.
It's hysterical. It's your damn beat goes on, Bob. It's the beat goes on. Ridiculous.
Okay, Carol.
Yeah, you know.
Don't just say ridiculous.
Use your own intuition to know whether someone loves you instead of going to a machine. It's once again.
Sleep with them first. If you like them, let's try them out. We have a visceral, more tactile, visceral way of deciding these things, you see.
So you use a machine so you can blame the machine if it's wrong.
Okay, Karen, what is the machine? What do you think of it? About five transducers, measuring something? What do you...
It's just a
bunch
of words.
A type of biofeedback machine. You know,
It's the old QX machine, Carolyn, where it counts the number of days you were alive. It tells you how you felt when your little toe was in your toe, and when your little finger was your little finger, and how you felt when your little finger was your little toe, and back and forth, and how you treat your first haircut, and how your body responds to it. It measures the electrical pulse to tell you if you're going to be okay or not.
Yeah, those are the machines, Bob, that I rail against because it tells you the top 100 things that are wrong with you.
Right. And now, what's he mixing up electricity with something else? What did you originally say, mixing up electricity with biorhythms?
Well, he's trying to make a meme that says this is what is, and this is how we gauge the isness. But he's not saying what the isness that he's gauging. He says a biorhythm, but that doesn't mean anything. The words don't apply. We've mapped out the and once we map the we're going to tell you how much is affected by the And then the affects the heart of the map of the strain of the frequency at which you are supposed to modulate. So we're going to modulate, and we map the modulation. Now, it's interesting that they have mapped this all out, but they have to check you to see where you are. If they've mapped it all out, well, wouldn't they be able to tell you in advance where you are if it's all mapped out?
Right. Okay, let's continue on. He piles on more stuff.
It's a joke, but it actually works. and actually, it's so good that kinesiologists use this to replace muscle testing. You know how they say about muscle testing? You put a bag of sugar at your solar plexus, and if somebody pulls on your arm, you get weak. And if you tell a lie, the same thing happens. Your muscle strength is a lie detector. It's good physics. Well, the reason that a kinesiologist can use heart coherence instead of measuring your muscle strength is the same physics, that the internal phase coherence of your heart,
internal phase coherence of your heart. Is that an actual term, Carol? Could be, right?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, let's see where he takes that.
Coherence of the electrical signal that says power to muscle.
Yeah. It's all connected.
And the beautiful thing here is that...
Ion, it's not all connected, is it?
can't be all connected. And we would say everything is a lie. So how are you going to be the lie detector if everything's a lie? That's going to be 100%. He's got that one right on the head. Everything's a lie. Good. Perfect.
It's all a lie. Okay.
Think about biologically, why would it be that internal heart phase coherence is a lie detector? Why? This is
Lord, suffering cat.
Yeah, go ahead, Ian. You object to that series of syllables.
Well, listen to what he's saying. He's saying that now we've said that blah blah is blah. Now we're going to prove that blah blah applies to the blah blah, and then that's why the blah blah is affecting your blah. And that's why you got a week back. How long have you had a week back? Well, I got it about a week back. That's when I got it for the week back.
What do you say to it, Carolyn? With your limited human knowledge, what does it sound like to you?
Well, what's so good about a lie detector? I mean, is he going to sell it to the FBI or something?
All right,
no,
okay.
I don't get it. Well, and I went to his page, or one of his pages, and it's one of these interminably long, really old-looking. There's no coherence whatsoever in this page where
He piles things on,
and you can't make any sense of it, and et cetera, et cetera.
What's the
blah-blah. That's the blah-blah part, see, the blah-blah. Mm-hmm. And then you start listening to it long. Now, Bob, now here's how this works. You can send him a little thing, Bob. Charge him some cashy monies. Sell him a tape or something. Sell him a tape.
Yeah.
That would be good. And here's what you do. Say, I, through Mediacology, can take your ridiculous, inappropriate, gangster nothingness word and put it into a package and sell it to the world, and they'll buy it and make you a billionaire. It'll be wonderful. And what I'll do is I'll tell everybody, don't listen to this, don't buy this, don't have this, don't handle this, don't do nothing about it. And then he'll be successful.
Yeah, you're saying I tell him that I'll change his wordage.
But he doesn't have any wordings. He's just lining up mortar with no bricks.
Mortar, yeah, social mortar with gold bricks. But you're saying that I could improve it for him? Or I'd offer
well,
to improve
hell
it?
Yeah, you can strain it out. You don't want to. Of course, that's a waste of your energy. But the point is, the listening to this alone is nothing other than the study of how ridiculous it is, how you can see through it just instantly. It's like, what? No way.
All right, good. So let's carry on.
Done this question. As they're dying, because it's so cool, it's like, you can get to pure principle here.
Pure principle.
This is better than Laurel and Hardy, Bob.
I knew you'd like it. Yeah.
Get the Brown Party, Carolyn. Get the Brown Party liquor. This is going to be a good one.
Carolyn tries. She can't get the pure principle. It's very, very, very screwed up on that point. Right, Carolyn? You ever gotten the pure principle? Okay.
We have the pure principle. We're total body reset. We're living it.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
That the EKG, you know, everybody knows from, it started with famous Dr. Harry Goldberger's paper, The Healthy Heart is a Fractal Heart. It's at the top of our webpage, goldenmean.info/heartmathmistake. And basically it shows the picture of what HeartMath calls heart coherence, which is a monotonic heart, which he says is actually fatal. It's true, actually. If your heart's actually making only one frequency, it is fatal because it's lack of harmonic inclusiveness. So
if your heart's making only one, what do you say, frequency, you're lacking something. For some reason, I can't remember his words.
That's where the variability comes in. Your heart,
Dardic.
And that's dardic.
Yeah, because he said you have to, you exercise and you lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't keep pushing at one effort. You relax, and then that allows the give and go, the ebb and flow of the heart or something,
right.
And then you start exercising again.
Don't forget the glib labber. It affects the glib labber, too. Don't forget that. Has he talked about the glib labber yet, Bob?
It's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, the glib labber. You got to get that glib labber.
So that's, dardic is maybe true, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just common sense. The way medicine tries to say, this is the way it should be, your heart should always be doing this, it just doesn't make any common sense because your body has thousands of things going on in it, so it is going to be a little erratic.
Fluctuate.
Now, they're just picking up on a common sense point.
All right, so he's saying that. Okay, let's go.
Broad spectrum coherence, and what he calls the maximum internal contained harmonics, called harmonic inclusiveness, harmonic inclusiveness,
is literally... It's good, isn't it?
So hold on a second. So you mean to tell us that you're trying to say that the inclusiveness of this magic thing that he mapped that proves that is, that already is, and he's proving that it is. So you already have this thing that already is, that is, and he's proving that it is, and now you have to figure out the thing that is inclusive and all-powerful and knowing that already was. So the is and the aren't is would apply that once you have this service for him, wait, you already have it. No, wait, yes. Yeah, well, you already got it, so you have a way to prove that you already got it. So you should go ahead and pay for the service that you already got, because you already got it, and he made sure that you got it. You didn't know you had it till he paid you to give it to you. Now, once he paid to give it to you, then it's yours, and you belong, and you took possession of it. Now, once you took possession of it, then you most certainly should pay for the privacy of using the thing that already was, that he's proved that is. So, good, yeah. Carolyn, send the man a check.
Okay, more.
Variability is literally how medical doctors quantify immune health. In other words,
really?
You're a
doctor.
Yeah,
really?
So the
term.
And when Chris went, really, Dan jumped on that. He said, Chris will fall for the next sentence. Right, Carol? Get that, what I'm saying? Okay. What, Carol? Okay.
Inclusive, when you get into the bioenergetics of it,
it's a keyword.
It's a function of the immune system.
Well, inclusiveness is a function of the immune system. I remember
no,
that.
No, it is not. Safe. Sore, suffering cat.
I hope you're listening to this, Alan Steinfeld. I'm sending this to his friend, Alan Steinfeld. See if Steinfeld will stand corrected and come and worship me. But because he's an old friend of Dan Winter's. So what do you think of that, Al? Okay, next.
Irving Dardick's famous book, Making Waves, in which he was the famous chairman of the Olympic Medical Committee. We have all this written up with the pictures, goldenmean.info/holarch.
Oh, well, they got pictures, Bob. Turn it off. You got pictures. There's nothing else. You don't need anything more than that. I mean, you got it. It's better than the magazine, Bob. It's in. There's nothing you could do. He's got pictures.
I know, I got it. Hey, Karen, are you at goldenmean.something? Yeah, your website you went to should have goldenmean.info/... Fractal field, okay. But you might try Dan Winter putting golden mean, come up with another one. Okay.
But basically it was simple. Chairman of the Olympic Medical Committee finds that if the Olympic athletes do their exercise such that if you graph their heart rate and it makes a big square, that causes heart attacks by the dozen. Literally, it's a recipe for a heart attack.
Really?
Do your exercise. You know, it's a recipe to create heart attacks, quite literally.
It's a recipe book. He didn't know that. Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg probably could pick up on that one. There's a recipe to see how to get a heart attack. That's so cool. That'll help. Now we're starting to get... Carolyn, so he take it all back. It's going to be okay. He's trying to kill off the weekend, so this is good. Now we know how to, now we got it good. And then we don't have to use arsenic or strychnine no more. We won't use neither of them no more. We won't have to do that. He's going to have to make you a big old square and have the heart. Remember the Cheerios with the heart and the difference between the polar and the non-polar bonds? The way they connect, that'd be just great. So you can make a big old square and kill off the rest of them, like they done in Torchwood when everybody died, Bob. You remember that one?
That was a good one.
So it's like
so,
that.
So Carolyn,
okay, maybe he does have a service then.
All right. So he does. We met Dardick in 93 and interacted with him for a year or so. He wouldn't respond to the mirror technology. But anyways, Well, he was just saying squaring. Do you remember that in Dardick measurement terms? You know what he's referring to, Carol? Or did he jump away from Dardick?
No, I think he's incorporating them.
So what did Dardick say that he's measuring, that Dan's measuring?
the heart rate variability is important. That's the basis of what both of them are saying.
Right, and Dardik and him, or these two guys?
Dardik and Winter.
Winter, and you're saying magnesium fixes that up better than any measuring.
Yeah, because if...
Our remake does it.
If 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium, then a lot of the erratic variability is going to be caused by magnesium deficiency. So they're measuring something that is abnormal to start with and trying to declare something about
it. Standard about it.
Yeah.
And they improve on it with
their phone app. Fix it first and then start your measuring.
Okay, let's carry on. Ian, do you have something to add to that, or is that pretty perfect from Dr. Dean?
Pretty perfect, because he's just trying to tell him what he told him, that he told him that he was going to tell him that he told him. And then he found the map to prove that it was what he told him that he was going to tell him when he told him. So there is no time. So maybe he did prove there's no time when the guy's through with his fast, proof, perfect. I'm going to tell you what I done told you if I didn't already know.
If I didn't already know, that's a good one. All right.
Change over time looks like a square. It's a recipe to cause a heart attack. He proved it. Now, the opposite of that is, if you graph your heart rate over the day, and he did this graph, and, you know, he could heal all kinds of diseases by simply telling people how...
You can see diseases now. This is so cool. Why can you... Karen, you fucked this up, honey. You should be looking at diseases all along and just see the diseases. That's all good. You can see the diseases. You don't got a doctor. You just call them on the phone and say, I see your disease. There you go. This is a great part. Send him a check. Come on, write him a check. Hurry up. This is getting good. Bob, he's five in the world.
Hey, Carol, is it accurate Dardik stuff he's talking about?
I don't know enough about Dardik to say word for word.
You can't remember what you
did. I didn't really study it.
Okay. Continuing.
Well, the long and the two things to say about that. One is that the graph of the perfect heart rate change over time, for example, in the perfect exercise that makes you an Olympic champion. Remember, he was chairman of the Olympic Medical Committee, Irving Dardik, a good friend. And the graph of the heart rate that wins the Olympics, I will tell you what that graph is. The change of heart rate over time is a caduceus optimized by golden ratio.
Really?
A caduceus optimized by golden ratio, Ion. What does that refer to?
Hallelujah. That your ding-danger is hooked to your glib-glabber, and the glib-glabber's got a copper knob, and the copper knob is a nigger knob. The nigger knob's got to go to the knob, and the cove and sage. And don't forget, the map, picture it, Sicily, 1912. The map, it shows all of it together. And the coop knobber and the noob dog and the lig dibby, and the lig dibby is connected to the coop knobber. Now, when you're trying to get the glib-glabber to work, now, it works. We have it perfect. It's already perfect. But this piece of paper, it tells you that the glib-glabber will work because the square, you're going to die and you have a disease. So we're going to tell you that right up front. You're going to die. It's a disease. But once you get the glib-glabber back to the ding-danger and the ding-dang goop-up, did a little thing the other thing with the Dicky Dido. It all hooks back to the Dicky Dido before it's all over with. Poor Jenny Bell still slipped a stitch over that one. But this is it. This is it. This is it. This is what we've been waiting for forever. Now you can now finally figure out how you're going to die. Perfect. It's beautiful.
He incorporated Diddy Dido last week. Ryan using that phrase, Diddy Dido. Okay.
Dicky Dido.
Hey, Bob and Ion, I've found something where Daniel E. Winter was being sued by...
Yeah, he's got a bad reputation on the internet. That's 20 years ago he got in trouble with somebody, or he sued another guy. Yeah,
they said he took somebody's vortex from them. Golden meme spiral.
Not his vortex. Ooh,
that's when the blue. No, they did get it from me.
That's Esther Hicks. That's Esther Hicks. She's got the vortex.
Right.
That's her vortex. Don't be fucking with her vortex. Her vortex. So,
and she got that from us. She got the
vortex from us.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
That's just before Jerry died.
But he acknowledges Dardik. He acknowledges HeartMath. I'm sure he acknowledged this guy. Everything's derivative. I don't see how anybody can say they have anything original.
Right, but somebody got mad at him.
Yeah.
In there. Yeah, 20 years ago. Okay, carrying on here.
Oh, do you have an application for this for the smartwatch yet?
Well, it's all in iThrive.com, including the caduceus, breathing exercise. It's all there.
What was that? Why, asswipe.com, Bob. It's asswipe.com. Get that now. Hashtag asswipe.com. That's right.
iThrive.com. Okay.
Why it is that if the graph of your heart rate, which is, by the way, the same, or your HRV, is the same as the graph of your breathing, same, it's the same thing. Because
no, you don't mean it. It can't be the same. You mean it's equal? No. You mean your aspirations are the same as your inspirations? So your aspirations meet your inspirations? Well, that's what Vestal Goodman was thinking about all of her life. Her aspirations equal to her inspiration. That's it. This is the secret. This is the total biology version of the metaphysical ling-langer. This is what the Willows was all about, Bob. This is the Willows 101. Hey, you've done it, Bob. You've killed them all off, and now you're bringing them back, kicking and screaming from a miserable grave. Bringing them back in.
He put together inspiration with aspirations. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
he just said that.
No. We didn't do that. This is his. And we didn't do that. Yeah. We're just complimenting him on the mapping of the vorticial.
Yeah, he did blood and breathing, I think. Let me just redo that. Listen to this, people.
He might not remember.
Perfect.
Who might not remember?
The recording.
That makes you an Olympic champion. Remember, he was chairman of the Olympic Medical Committee, Irving Dardick, a good friend. And the graph of the heart rate that wins the Olympics, I will tell you what that graph is. The change of heart rate over time is a caduceus optimized by golden ratio.
Really? Do you have an application for this for the smartwatch yet?
Well, it's all in iThrive.com, including the caduceus, breathing exercise. It's all there. But see, the fun thing is to understand why it is that if the graph of your heart rate, which is, by the way, the same, or your HRV, is the same as the graph of your breathing. Same, it's just
heart rate same as your breathing. So one's aspiration, one's inspiration. Did I get that, Carol? Okay, very good pun there, Ian. All right, let's carry on.
Because when you breathe in, your heart rate goes up, and you breathe out, your heart rate goes down. You graph that over time, and what you have is breath control of heart rate variability. And
hey, wait a minute. I thought there was no time. Which is it now? Is it over time or no time?
Yeah, that's right.
Which one?
He still works with time.
Oh, okay. Father time. Yeah, father time. Yeah. Mother time. Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Time in a bottle.
So, the point is that at the still point, at the end of a caduceus breath and a caduceus heart rate, for example, you actually did your exercise so that the first, run, your heart rate got really high. The next, and then you rest. And then your next run, your heart rate gets to 0.618, golden ratio is high, et cetera, and then you rest, then another one, et cetera, et cetera. And so your graph of your heart rate over your Olympic winning exercise curriculum, in fact, looks like a perfect implosive negentropic wave.
Implosive negentropic wave. Comment on that, Ian.
Megatropic. Is that like psychotropic?
No. Mega. N-E-G-E-N.
Negatropic. Oh, you can't say that. You got to say colored, Bob. You can't say neger no more. You got to say colored. They don't like that. They get upset with you. Megan Kelly will get very cross with you. Don't say that. We can say it. We can say it because we know the tonality of how to spell it and how to use it and what it means. But you don't do that. That's just terrible and wrong.
Right? Excuse me. I got this mucus. Okay. Carry on.
Implosive charge collapse. And the still point at the end of that is exactly when you win the Olympics. Also happens to be when you have bliss. which is called...
Hey, Kim, that would be the still point when you rest? Exercise and then rest. He's sort of doing a Dardic thing there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
Heart implosion. So there's lots of ways to design that. And by the way...
What, Ian?
It's silly.
Okay. But he's convincing Dr. Christopher Rudy this is where it's at. This is the way to go.
Yeah.
The effect in the spine liquid pump, sacrocranial,
measure the effect in the spine, lacrimal pump, and the sacral cranial.
Put the crack in the sacred what? The sacred crack of the sickle liquor. The sickle liquor in the sacred crack. Now you say we are crass and terse and wrong and vulgar. You say we are vulgar when we say that kind of stuff. And then look at this right out there. And it's right there on wipemyass.com. And there it is right there. So, okay.
Wipemyass.com.
Get you a sack of Peters. Get you a sack of Peters and go to school.
Okay, we're going to rehear that again just slightly. Put that back there and then turn.
In fact, looks like a perfect implosive megantropic wave, implosive charge collapse. And the still point at the end of that is exactly when you win the Olympics. Also happens when you have a blitz, which is called charge implosion. So there's lots of ways to design that. And by the way, you can measure the effect in the spine liquid pump, sacral cranial, which is called the Mayer wave, and that's all in the new app. And then you can...
So Mayer wave, he is saying actual technical accurate terms, right? But the way he's put together is odd. What do you think, a Mayer wave? Mayer wave? Is that a term? Mayer wave?
It's just a wave. You're going to just say a sine wave.
Mayer waves, cyclic changes or waves in arterial blood pressure brought about by oscillations in baroreceptor and chemoreceptor reflex control systems.
This does sound like biofeedback on steroid, right, Carol?
Yeah, or maybe on a little soda pop.
Okay.
As a still point in the brain waves entrainment. And the brain waves...
Still point in the brain waves entrainment. Does that mean anything to you, Ion?
Yeah, it's insane in the pea brain.
Yeah, if he's talking about entrainment, that's just where you reach a point where I guess all the various systems in the body kind of are working together as they should be. And all I'm saying is
On the way to the bottom. The race to death, right? They went,
right?
So basically all the systems shut down completely. The fingernails quit growing, the hair gets going, and you basically sap all of life out of life. Wait a minute. Can we take life out of life? Wait, yeah. Okay, there's a map. It shows you how to take life out of life. So he's de-eternalizing the aquifer that comes from the metaphysical birth, the missing aquifer from the metaphysical birth, has undone all of creation. The time space continuum, it's undone it. Nothing you could do. Get burned. Go get burned. Burn will explain all this. Burn will explain all this.
Burn, yeah, burn. Did you say stop the fingernail growing?
Yes. Yeah, he's undoing it. It's undone. He undoes it all. It's undone. Nothing we could do. He won't let this get out, Bob. They can figure out how to undo the world. So it's true.
We can go stealth now.
Well, they'll undo the world, and it won't matter because the world will be undone. We didn't want to set the world on fire. In our heart, we had but one desire.
Nice. Okay, here we go.
The component of this will be in the companion app, flameinmind.com, which comes out very soon. But that's another lot of fun.
It's interesting to me that the brain wave corresponds, or is a function of the heart coherence, the heart brain connection in all of this, and of course that's a big thing for the immune system too. This understanding of
did that give you the clap up? Now he's gone to the clap. They got the clap. How do we go from just taking the life out of life to now causing the clap? Who the hell, if you're going to die, why would you want to have a communicable disease? That's the only sexual transmitted disease that you're going to die anyway. What good is that? But I guess it's already written here. You already know this, so nothing you can do.
He's connected to
the
heart brain to the immune system.
To the clap.
They're all connected. What's new about that?
Well, they figured out how to modulate it, but the darting.
Well, they got that. We didn't know until just now how it affects the glib blabber, Dr. D.
So, Bob, what they think they're doing then is measuring all these various energies in the body, and then they think once they know what the perfect energy wave pattern is on its different fluctuations,
with golden ratios,
they can feed it back. They can get the perfect energy and then either through headphones or some sort of body vibration feed it back to you, and there you have the perfection. But that's crazy talk. There is no one perfection.
They are having health results, he claims. Very good. Amazing effects.
Yeah, I'm sure, but it's just
What do you mean you're sure?
I'm sure they are, because you can get someone to have great health effects if you tell them to drink more water, for Pete's sake. Who knows what placebo effect is at work, but it doesn't...
Look at our success when we're just adding coitus. Just a little semen has changed the world. Look, all of a sudden they got... They're happy men walking around always, and the girls are smiling, and it's all good. Yeah, we know. It's all right.
All right.
Yes, and coherence being a function of heart and mind, you know, congruence, mind congruence and heart coherence, and, you know, they're an integral function.
Exactly. And the details of that phase discipline called broad spectral coherence is the equation of the power of mind.
Oh, now he's gotten to the screwing. He's talking about the screwingness now.
Okay.
Entropy. And that is simply Planck's length of time times integer of exponents.
Oh, you hear that one? Ooh, that was a fast bunch of stuff. Listen to this. What about there?
Being a function of heart and mind, you know, congruence, mind congruence and heart coherence, and, you know, they're an integral function.
Exactly. And the details of that phase discipline called broad spectral coherence is the equation on the cover of my book, fractalfield.com, which is the origin of all biologic negative entropy, and that is simply Planck's length of time times integer of exponents goes along with.
You get that? Something playing.
Now he's fucked into entropy. How do you fuck entropy? That's pretty good. I thought entropy was entropy. Now he's undone entropy. This is pretty good. Don't forget to stop by at kissmyass.com.
So predicts heart harmonics, brainwave harmonics, Schumann harmonics, predicts alpha, beta. It predicts the exact frequency of the photosynthesis, exact duration of the Earth here and Venus here, and the wavelength exactly of the two frequencies.
Now, follow that, Kevin. Heart something harmonics, and the Schumann harmonics predicts.
They're trying to decide if it's gram positive or gram negative is what killed them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm partly not even following it, because it is trying to just befuddle your brain and make the listener think how important the speaker is, rather than allowing the listener, you know, a bit of information so they can go research it themselves. You know, be part of the process.
Yeah, he's talking too fast.
He's too fast and he's too complex. It's like he's trying to be way over people's heads so he can and look like he knows a lot. But if it's that basic and that wonderful, he should be able to explain it basically and wonderfully.
Right. Okay. Do it again. What he said there. Harmonics, brain and head and human.
For the immune system too. You know, I mean, this understanding of.
That's right.
Yes, and coherence being a function of heart and mind, you know, congruence, mind congruence and heart coherence, and, you know, they're an integral function.
Exactly. The details of that phase discipline called broad spectral coherence is the equation on the cover of my book, fractalfield.com, which is the origin of all biologic negative entropy, and that is simply Planck's length of time times integer of exponents, golden mean ratio, predicts heart harmonics, brainwave harmonics, Schumann harmonics, predicts alpha, beta. It predicts the exact frequency of the photosynthesis, exact duration of the Earth here and Venus here. And
the exact frequency of photosynthesis. Is there such a thing, Ion?
No. For Pete's sake, it's silly. he's trying to invent entropy. It's too much fun.
Invent entropy, okay.
Atrophy.
Atrophying. Weakening.
Yeah.
He's inventing atrophy, Carol. Try to stay with us, Carol. I know this is painful.
It's all she can do to keep from killing herself right now. We know. He's been laying at the bottom of the cement pond just trying to figure out how to get as far away from it as you possibly can. We understand.
Actually, looking on the website, this may be Dr. Chris's statement. He goes, law of the angles plus language of the angels equals bunch of icons in action. In other words, geometric ordered divinity. 9 says there's no order in divinity. There's no scales, there's no laws, there's no patterns. Right,
no,
Diane?
It's mostly egg whites. Mostly egg whites in divinity.
Okay, here we go.
It really is.
Oh, he said some chemical thing, something in the phosphatase. He has no awareness that nobody could even figure out what he's saying, let alone staying and being...
Well, if they did, they certainly wouldn't drink the Kool-Aid. That's the rub.
Yeah.
They can't figure out what he's saying. If they ever figure out what he's saying, they're not going to want to hear what he's saying. So it's much better this way. You've got a better chance this way. And ask, kiss my ass and wipe my ass. #wipemyass.com. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Do it again. Just a second. Here we go.
Origin of all biologic entropy, and that is simply Planck's length of time times integer exponents, Golden-Mean ratio predicts heart harmonics, brainwave harmonics, Schumann harmonics predicts alpha beta, it predicts the exact frequency of the photosynthesis, exact duration of the Earth year and Venus year, and the wavelength exactly of the two frequency photosynthesis and the adenosine diphosphate. It literally predicts all.
It's screwing up your frequency.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom, you're cocking your phone right off the hook.
Send it to the fucking presses. It's good to go.
He said it's diphosphate. I've heard you talk about diphosphate or something, Carol. I've heard that. Chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he gets worse.
Apply that to the fine liquid pump, which we know is the physics of bliss.
Apply all that to the fine liquid pump, which is the physics of bliss. I don't think I'm going to get through this.
He's going to undo dance.
His Schumann harmonic and his Weberbank.
We just got
frequency harmonic with a mind-brain alignment.
We just got Seth secured, Seth Hill in the grave, and he's going to undo it.
Okay, all right, let's try to go. Here we go.
Etc. And he physically proved the phase lock of the spinal cord pump to the...
He proved the phase lock, Carolyn. He proved
this
the phase lock.
This is better. This is like Mystery Science Fiction Theater 3000, Bob. It's good.
You're right. That was a very funny show, Carolyn.
Mm.
Used to watch it back in Carl's apartment at Upper East Side, New York. Okay.
Which is just what you're talking about, the ventral cavity. What you get is a harmonic cascade. The Mayer wave, which is the blood pressure main frequency of the blood in your body, 0.1 hertz, bang on my new equation. And that harmonic cascade is literally the pump for the brainwave harmonics, which is the same cascade, of course, as the Schumann harmonics. And locking all that together is what the new app does. An example of that is when you measure the spine liquid pump, go to the healing zero point in the Therify, the frequency, and you therify.net.
In the middle of the biological information, he throws in a website.
And then you look there for the picture. It's like, where's Waldo? He's in the picture. Yeah. Waldo's there. We got Waldo. Where's Waldo? And then you got a magic guy where you have to relax your eyes. And, there it is. There he is. There's the sailboat in the middle of the sea. It's in the sea.
Bob collapsed.
I may die first.
Bob collapsed.
See, it's like death right there.
Can you imagine Carol go, well, you need the magnesium to separate with the mineral lights, and then, but you add in LaRouche.com. But then it's quadrupedia. He's doing me cases. Tree body, chemical body, astral body, and TV body. All mixed kids, Carol.
Let's give him the heebie-jeebies. Let's give him the heebie-jeebies. He'll make a fortune, Bob.
Yeah, give him a dollar bill. Start doing the push-ups. Start doing the push-ups, kid.
I mean, you got it good. You got it. Boy, now, you got a real champion here, Bob. We need to get him on the show. He makes you look good. It's good, Bob. He's good. He's good for you. He's good for you. He makes you look right on the money.
Yeah. Hey, that's why I found him.
In a Joycean kind of way, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, do it again. Just that sequence is incredible.
I don't think we can stand it again.
Is there a term, harmonic cascade? Is that in medicine, Carol?
That's not medicine.
No,
that's just
know.
A word. A Cascade is a dishwashing detergent. harmonic is a, and that's a mouth harp. A harmonica is a mouth harp. So it's a mouth harp. Dishwashing detergent. So that's the secret. That's the secret. It's in the picture. It's on the cover of his website, on his book. It's on his website. It's on his book. It's on his book. It's on the website. It's hashtag wetmass.com. So that's it.
Okay.
Good.
All right. You
boy,
did.
Well, if he ever gets on the Twitter, that'll be some more something to see now. Let me tell you, because nobody looks at them things anymore, but they'll twat you to death. They will twat you to death. I'm here to tell you, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Your wave, which is the blood pressure main frequency of the blood in your body.
That's the Meyer wave, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
0.1 hertz. Bang on my new equation. And that
I like how he does his slightly evil laugh in the middle of this.
We're jealous. We're going to mock. We're going to mimic that. You'll hear that again, Bob. Don't worry. That's just too good. It's just too good.
I'm giving you new material, Carolyn. It's going
to
be a wacky show today.
Give us something to work. Give us something to work with, Bob. There's something to work with. Bless God, if you got a sick slap sore and you slip in the clip clapper, we got a little vortex from running up either round out. We're going to run the round out with the filler vortex. The filler vortex is coming to the electrical conductivity. The conductivity is going to run. The hip bone's connected to the leg bone. Hold the leg. The word up, Lord.
Brainwave
harmonics, which is the same cascade, of course, as the Schumann harmonics. And locking all that together is what the new app does. An example of that is when you measure the spine liquid pump, go to the healing zero point in the Therify, the frequency, and you Therify.net.
This application you're referring to, people can, it's not that expensive. How much is it? Was it $18 now or $15?
iThrive, iThrive.com. There's three apps now.
.com? Oh, now we're getting to the goo juice. He said that the juice is .com. Now we're getting somewhere, Bob. Now it's somewhere. He might be all right. That's all. We got the .com. That's good.
Okay, is there the price?
20 to 30, depending on your currency. And the iThrive trackers is even cheaper. And the Brainwave app will be relatively inexpensive, but there's a headset, of course. And then you can use the camera light, or there's various transducers, which are themselves not that expensive. So these are not expensive. You know, we used to be in the thousands of dollars, and that was totally unnecessary. Now
yeah, I remember that a decade ago. I mean, again, you pioneered this field with applications with technology as it existed.
Yeah.
But now, with
it
the smartphone.
It was originally the HeartLink. And then it was Heart Tuner, which was then stolen by Frank Bobblebum.
Bad story. Stolen by Frank Bobblebum. Bad story, he says. So I remember those terms 10 years ago, the heart link to something. His very
connected
technology.
To the arm bone and hear the word of the Lord. Yeah, that's the great song. We played it on your show, Bob.
Okay, here we go.
I remember that a decade ago. I mean, again, you pioneered this field with applications with technology as it existed. But now, with the smartphone.
It was originally the HeartLink, and then it was HeartTuner, which was then stolen by Frank Bolton. Bad story.
Yep.
And then we had Heart.
Damn him.
And then we had MindDrive.com, and then we had FlameAndMind.com. But just to give the example, if you feed the equation on the cover of my what we'll call Origin of Biological Negentropy, which is pure implosive charge collapse.
Pure implosive charge collapse. I got to use that one. You know who will be called that. That guy is a pure implosive charge collapse. You know what I mean? Yeah, that guy. Pure implosive charge collapse. Yeah, legend. That's a legend is. Legend is pure implosive charge collapse. I got to write that down.
Wrote it down.
That's too rich.
Send yourself an email, Bob. You'll never forget it.
I'll send you the email, Bob.
Yeah, no, I trust you guys. You won't remember. I have to do my own shit. Implosive. Okay, I got it. Okay, we're moving on here. We will end soon. You have some questions, Carol? that you actually want to get to?
Wow. That's a question.
After that, she's got the secret to life. Everything is solved from here to eternity. We've now brought death back. We now know that there's a cliffhanger, that there's a problem with a cliffhanger, and how to fix the cliffhanger for $14.25. And you have to read the cover of my book on kissmyass.com. It's on the website before the book. The book is in the website. The website is in the book. It's a really big book. It has all the answers. And all the answers on my website, in my book, on my website, in my book. And that continues. That's all you need to know. There's nothing else after this, Bob. We'd hope for so much more.
Yeah, I'll take 5 minutes at the end, but
okay.
Finish up.
Okay. Finish up. This goes on for an hour.
Deliver it, and you entrain. We can measure the zero-point induction in the spine liquid pump. This is from Terrify.net.
Spine liquid pump. Is that anything to you, Carol?
No.
Okay.
Well, a small pump for fine liquids, you know. That's
He's saying spine, isn't he? S-P-I-N-E?
No, he's talking, he said pine trees, love valley pine. They're talking about trees now, Bob. He's in the forestry. He's in the forestry department. He's really good at it. He's working hard at it. He's very good. He's good.
He's in the forestry department. Okay.
Pine.
And, okay, here comes his punchline. And
measure the brainwave and train.
It measures the brainwave entrainment.
She understands the physics, because the right and left hemisphere, not only do they make alpha...
No, there's a left and right hemisphere. Stop! He's telling everything. You can't tell them everything. You can't tell them everything. They'll know everything if you tell them that there's a left and a right hemisphere. This is ridiculous. He has no conscionable. That's actionable. That is actionable. We're going to have to say this is actionable. You can't tell everything. You can't tell everything.
That's right. Okay, here we go.
But the right and left hemisphere must be 180 degrees out of phase.
The left and right hemisphere must be 180 degrees out of phase. What's that mean?
Well, the longitudinal compressional EMF, which is the physical.
The longitudinal compressional EMF. That's what Ion talks about, EMF, I think. Any comment on that?
No, that's EF Hutton. EF Hutton.
Photosynthesis and the flame of the mind and psychokinesis and the actual physics of the healing wave.
Psychokinesis and the physics of the healing wave.
The healing wave. We going to do the wave. We going to do the wave.
Good. There
yeah,
you
baby.
Go.
We got
that's
that.
What
the
I
wave.
Was referring
that's
to.
The wave.
7 years
that's
ago.
The wave. We got the wave. We're going to
nice.
Do the wave.
Nice.
That's good.
Now, there he did steal
perfect.
It from me.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you
we were trying to keep the clip labber to ourselves, but sorry.
You and checked out your website and tuned into it that has a scientific bent. We all understand that you understand the science.
You know what he's talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
We know you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you realize how much vermouth it would take to actually finish this hour, Bob? It's just,
I know. We are
ending.
It's a 57-minute and 40-second recording, and we're at 21 minutes and 14 seconds. So
go to 22 minutes.
And we've slipped the stitch.
Yeah.
And we've slipped
we
the stitch.
We give another 10 to 40 seconds.
Well, I say that we, you know, everyone's going to have different thresholds of understanding of science, and there's some of us that come to us with this understanding of what you're really saying, that and you really, you know, have the science, the history, and there's a whole progression that you've done that anyone that has kept a finger on the pulse of where this science of biofeedback and you know, like the lie detector you referred to. I mean, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, we're going to be coherent. You know, and if we're coherent, we're going to be congruent. And you know, rather you know, because we'll know better because we have this lie.
Okay, there's a layman translating what Dad said.
Yeah.
If you're coherent, you'll be congruent.
Yeah.
Is that like as opposed to obtuse?
Yeah, okay, here we
Hector, you know, that is giving us feedback, you know, like biofeedback, but it's like psyche feedback. And when we know better, we can do better. You know, that's the whole intention. And so the lie detector thing, to me, I think it's really, you know, behind all this, you know, the people that are coming to this and realizing this technology is real. It's progressing very quickly. It's now, you know, the theoretical has gone into the practical. with applications now that are available, and that the value of it for personal growth and development, the immune system, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical immune system, you know, the wholeness for healing, the holistic healing as a function of, you know, knowing better and being, you know.
Why would you have to heal the homeless people, Bob?
How would that help the homeless?
Yeah, why do you have to heal the homeless? Why would you have to heal the homeless people? They're already homeless. You let them only die.
Well, unlike you, they got sympathy for humans.
He just brought death back then. We got rid of death. There is no death, and he's just bringing it back because of what your unfucked sinus wave from the polar acidity of the watch the mind.
My ass crack.
My ass crack. We can't even say it. We don't even know why you'd want to. This is why you'd want to go there.
.com. Okay. Yeah. Let me just get this last few seconds.
And functional, you might say, you know, for progressive revelations. For evolutionary ascent.
God darn, there he's done got the revelations now. What's next? And you probably sold him that too. He sold and gave us the revelations in series. That nickname is Emerald Tablets. There's just nothing was nothing sacred with you. Sacred geometry for you, Bob. It's a polarized tick pocket. It's a polarizing tick pocket, Bob. That's what it is.
Polarizing pickpocket. Okay.
And so, you know, I wanted to, you know, kind of frame what you're doing within the context of this is where it's going. You know,
in the context of this story,
I hear the train is coming. It's rolling down the bend. I don't know where it's going to, but I don't get there. You win. There was a problem down there. I don't know where it came from. But if you hang on long enough.
With everyone on their, I mean, what is it? Half the world's population almost now is connected with the instant, everywhere, interactive internet, and most of those.
That's it. Those are the ones that are going to die. Now we agree on that part. So good for that. He's good there. He got up to the revelation. We should have started this like the good Hebrews from the back first. You know, from the back first, we'd have gotten this part. Started at the revelation and go to the Genesis. Then would have made more sense. It's just confusing when you start in the middle like that, Bob. That's what the problem is.
So he's trying to translate what Dan's saying. Let's see how Dan responds to that.
For the world.
You really get to the right point there, Christopher, about what makes a wave shareable is the physics, of course, of the internal phase coherence, which is how a flashlight becomes a laser. What makes a wave shareable?
It's how a flashlight becomes a laser, Carol. At least that is funny. I find him quite entertaining.
This is better than crack cocaine, Bob. It's amazing.
Okay,
next
a little
thing,
more.
Next thing, I'll be smacking crack.
He said, just that this will be perfectly distributed.
Actually, biology, and in particular DNA, has been in the business of gathering a library of shareable waves called collective survival memory, otherwise known as the community of the saints or ancestral memory.
The collective unconscious of the community of the saints is DNA.
and we are one with the awareness, right, Bob?
Particular kind of electrical field, and the discipline to get into that field is the definition of successful death, for example.
I had done that. The definition of
if I had a stack of Peters, I could look up that word, keep that word with the definition of that word, and that definition of that word would explain that word, and then we'd know, and then the past blue perfect would apply, and we could have a polarizing, non-pivotal position of posterity that allows us to posthumously be noted in a pleasant plumpness that is very clemmed and too perfect.
I discovered this, Gil. When I heard this a week or so ago, I fucking laughed for 2 hours. This is going to be our greatest recording. I am talking about this. And it did pretty good, Aya. Thank you very much. Now we must get sober. Dr. Dean will come in and restore fart wave coherent?
Myasscrack.com. Be sure to check the site. There you go.
Yeah, Bob stumbles away from the computer. Here I go.
Hey, Bob. Also, this guy ain't got to go lay down and expire. He's only got minutes before his live show. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well, let's bring up the audience. Let's see if they're cognizant of what they've experienced.
All participants are now unmuted.
There's Bert. Bert's first out of the track. The gate, he's laughing. Been laughing for 30 minutes.
Boy. That's hilarious. That was hilarious. I knew it was going to be funny when the host?
Christopher Rudy.
Started.
Christopher Reddy.
Yeah, when he started, I'm like, oh, Ion's really going to lay into this,
yeah.
Man. Damn,
these are the wrong words. Definitely wrong words.
No, that was hilarious. Hilarious.
Awesome. How about anybody else agree with Bert?
Oh, that was great, Bob. That was great. I have never heard. That was a new kind of giggle from Ion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised. I just started laughing pretty quickly. Yes, he thought it was fantastic. You know, this is so funny, Bob. We're going to sell this recording. Or hire this guy. he's Corbin cubed or quadrupled. Amazing. Anybody else? You got Gene? What about Sarah or whoever else is here?
No,
are you able to comment? Yeah. Are you saying it's fun because of Ion's laughing? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I think I have a lot of background noise, so I think I cut myself off. I said it's funny. It reminds me a lot of the Tony Schwartz stuff. McLuhan handling that personally, that's what it reminds me of.
You mean you don't understand McLuhan, so it sounds impossible.
No. I'm saying McLuhan handling Tony Schwartz, the recordings of that's what this douchebag talking reminds me of.
Okay.
Sorry.
So McLuhan controlled Tony Schwartz because Tony was dumb?
Well,
is that
feel like, yeah, what Ion's doing to bring the comic relief to the absurdity and the audacity of what's being said is really working as comic relief.
Right, but McLuhan wasn't that blatant on Tony Schwartz.
Yeah, but is Ion talking to that guy? Because I'm talking about when he would talk to him. Well, I heard you play a recording of him talking to him on the phone. Like handling it. How do you deal with someone that calls you that talks like that? But I feel like Ion was just commenting, side commenting. Was he actually in a conversation with them?
No. I was playing a recording.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, no, that was Ion listening to an interview Christopher Ruddy did with Dan recently. And it's perfect. It's the first time I've really opened up, you know, 1,000 emails I've gotten from this guy. I mean, his words are not enticing. Cosmic love, stuff like that is what he's always writing about.
Lovey-dovey.
Right, so I saw something, so I clicked on it, and there was this recording. I said, holy shit, this is what I was trying to figure out how to get to Dan Winter, how to get him on tape doing something. And he does these long recordings, but this one's fast, and he's absurd in it, and it's a perfect exhibit. So I said, finally, Christopher Ruddy has come through with something useful. And due to my wonderful serendipity or luck, I found it. I just had the clip. I could have missed this email from him.
Yeah.
Would have missed an important thing. I mean, it's incredible. And the... So who else? We got Sarah, Bert, and Jean. Let's see. Eliza. Did you like that, Eliza?
Yeah, you said you were getting a lot of emails from Dan Winter?
No, Christopher Reddy. He got on my list, or he got my email, like 2010. probably on the radio. He probably heard us, and he thought that we should learn his stuff. He never talked to me about emailed anybody ion. He just kept sending his propaganda for what's happening in the world, and it was slightly what Ion was saying. Big change coming in many levels. Other people have said that, but he was saying it right when Ion was saying it, emphasizing it, you know, 6 years ago. So I didn't open. I could see the inventory of content, so I wouldn't go into it. So I ignored him for 6 years. So thousands of emails have come in. And then finally I clicked on this one. Maybe I saw the name Dan Winter. And now we have a prime exhibit that I now can send to Alan Steinfeld and to Dan Winter and to Ruddy and see if they survive the humiliation.
Yeah, you got to tell them that Ion called them polarizing.
Wait a minute, that's Sarah. Jean's talking. What's Sarah? Jean?
Ion called
That's not me.
Oh, was that Eliza? Uh-oh, Eliza got Sarah Byers.
Oh, I'll allow it.
Cool that.
Eliza,
take a drink of water there, Eliza.
Like
No. Okay, come on. Let's go, Gene. What?
Ion called them polarizing pickpockets, Bob.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
What was interesting is during... Hang on just a sec, Bert. What was interesting during our discussion there with Ion, Alan Steinfeld's weekly email came through listing all these upcoming events, and it's just really kind of icky how these new age people really keep putting their listeners in a less than position, don't give them any idea at all of taking, anyway, I'm too flummoxed about it all to even speak coherently.
I get it, Carolyn.
Oh, man.
It reminds me, you know.
I get like that, too.
In the beginning, I was thinking back of the Information Farm series you guys did on all the New Agey people.
Yeah.
That was years ago. You know, and I was thinking... That was early days for me when you played those archives on the early paydays, the Tuesday and Thursday paydays. And that was an analysis where Ion was pointing out how they were wrong. But now we're at a point where it's just total hilarity. And I know just what you're saying, Carolyn, because I walk around and listening to even to what people, the conclusions they're drawing and what they're saying, and I just drop my jaw. It's like, how do people believe this? And you immediately related it to magnesium deficiency. The whole, his whole theory was based.
It was a bit tongue-in-cheek for the first minute, but then I realized that it's probably completely accurate, because I've had many people say to me that none of their energy therapies, acupuncture, energy machines work until they get enough magnesium into themselves. It flummoxes me that they think they can go around measuring energetic patterns of the body and draw conclusions from it when the bodies are so less than. That's all. I mean, that to me, that just blows their whole modus operandi out of the water.
Yeah, they're using disease standards to gauge health.
Yeah.
Or to treat, you know, they know people may not be healthy in a certain way, but like I said, they want to do a feedback on people. They want to collect what's perfect and feed it to people. Okay, this is perfection. I mean, who knows what it will do to people?
Right, and then meanwhile, he's got a machine, I think I heard him say headphones, you buy headphones, he's got a machine that your Remag does, or our Remag does, better than their machine.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, even just taking some sea salt and water is probably going to be better, and all these things, like dark field microscopy, I've said this before, people go all, you know, crazy on how wonderful it is to look at your live cell analysis of your blood, and I've been with people where we look at, you know, I took a patient to someone once just to check them out, and this was in New York, and her blood looked horrible, and I said, well, let's just do a little experiment, and I asked her to drink a plain bottle of water. I didn't even do the sea salt. And took her blood a few minutes after she drank the probably pint of water, and her blood looked perfect. So wow. What you find on dark field analysis can be just dehydration if it looks abnormal. So that's where I kept bumping into just getting more and more basic and simple and common sense.
Yeah. Well said.
Yep. Yes. Very well said.
Mm-hmm.
So note that, Alan, your propaganda came in while we were listening to this, while Karen was listening to this. His email came in. I don't know if it's weekly, it's monthly,
that's
Karen.
That's really funny. Or it just proves.
And you know who Alan Steinfeld is? We had him on after 2012, December Mayan Day, December 21st, 2012. He had gone down with his friends to the Yucatan to get ready for the aliens to come. Seemed to be actually believing it, because he told me he was quite depressed when it didn't happen. So he comes back, and this is on January 2013, and I start telling about Ion, so he came on and interviewed Ion maybe twice. We were on his show at one point. We hooked up and broadcast on our show over into his show. So that was Alan Steinfeld, who you can see me doing all kinds of YouTubes with back in New York, with Harold Channer, the same period. Like this one, me whispering to Alan.
Yeah, no,
half-hour
Bob,
show.
At one point, wasn't it Alan Steinfeld that came on and asked Ion questions?
Yes, he did a show, and then I recall him doing it twice. He came on another time, because I told him to come on and do some more questioning, and he said he would, and he finally did. And then I was trying to get him to come back and continue, because the whole point is not to decide just from one encounter, but he never came back. But, yes, he came on asking questions. He said to me after, Ion's got a sense of humor, was his overall statement, summary statement. But I say that our stuff threatens Alan and these people's livelihood, because they put on New Age festivals and conferences all the time in New York City. So they need to have their taking little people and saying, okay, you guys are sick and we'll make you better. That's how they make their daily bread. So we say we're going to make you sicker, and if you're stupid, you'll get smart and you'll get better. But don't blame us if you get better.
That's great.
That was Sarah's problem. For years, Sarah wanted to blame me for making her better. She'd have tantrums and freak out because she wanted to blame me for making her better. But I remained detached, cool, above the fray. And now Sarah has realized she should just yell at herself, and she's cool now.
That's a really good point, Bob.
Yeah.
I owe you an apology for all the times that I tried to give you the glory of my salvation. And I'm dead. Thanks for giving it back.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, Eliza, I don't think Eliza got her sentence finished.
No. Would you send him a copy of what we just heard with Ion?
Yes. This, what we're saying now, will be part of what he hears. Everything in this topic, me playing the recording and then us discussing it. And Ed will put it up. It'll be a nice big neon lit up fucking headline. Because Dan Winter is a big deal in the fringe New Age circuit. Alan Steinfeld told me maybe a year or so ago he was just over at Dan Winter's, staying with him in Europe someplace. And Roxy got involved with him maybe around 2010 or 2011. She knew about Ion, was listening to Ion, and she went to a conference of his and, I don't know, did a weekend with him, and maybe more than once. But she said what bothered her, he was so unhealthy looking, and he was very neurotic about air conditioners and other modern technology. Yeah, he had weird... watch out!
Really?
Don't lose your air conditioner. What?
No, go on. I want to hear...
Yeah, he was an eco-fascist, a guy really worried about different parts of the environment, and exactly the opposite of what we do with our stuff. We can take any crap. But so Roxy noticed that about him, and maybe she noticed it because she'd been hearing a bit from Ion, but now she would just laugh at him.
Yeah, he's a
Project Camelot Quack. That's where I first heard about
yeah.
it. It's Project Camelot. And
oh, you knew about it, eh?
Yes, I knew about it. I it's been like, what, seven years that I've looked at his website, the Golden Mean Info, and I couldn't understand it then, and I look at it now, and it's just like, it's not coherent, his website. It's just like a whole blob of links and...
It's a hyper drudge.
Wait a second.
It's like drudge.
Yeah.
Many headlines,
yeah.
many headlines. But now here's the thing, yeah. is... okay, you were just saying you... Oh, yeah, he does touch on ionic topics. Like, he'll talk about John D., he has the angel diagram up there, but a perverted, simpler one, and I don't know if whose analysis they use. But they've had the angel. It's the only place I've ever seen the angel
yeah.
diagram in the New Age world was around Dan's world, his site or a friend's site. And he talks about John D., and he talks about John D. stopped created a tornado or something that wrecked the Spanish Armada when they were invading England around 1599 or something, and Queen Elizabeth was saved by John Dee. Ion comes in and says the exact opposite. John Dee was fired by Queen Elizabeth, and she had to create the tornado herself. So it's pretty interesting. And he talks
yes.
about some of the things Ion mentions, the same topics, but he has the exact opposite view as Ion.
Yes.
But he's probably the closest to Ionic topics in the realm of...
Yeah.
Aristocrats and John Dee and that stuff.
The thing about those kind of people is that I always am thinking to myself, are you trying to convince me or are you reiterating this to yourself? And Ion just comes in and is like, I don't care if you know or you think you believe what I say, you know?
That's right.
You will
yeah,
in
yeah.
a year and I won't talk to you then. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and Sarah comes in and can't decide whether the guy... She heard this guy talking. Is he talking to himself or is he talking to me? That's as far as Sarah can
get. Yeah, I can't tell if he's like he's, okay, I can't tell if he's like making it up as he goes to sound important
yeah.
or if he like, and I don't, what I'm saying is I don't know if he's like, because he just doesn't sound convincing to me and he's using a lot of words that are kind of weird.
Okay, he is an electrical engineer. He knows a lot of stuff about technology. So he's throwing in technical terms. They're valid terms. The Meyer wave, which I just said is a normal wave, a nothing wave. But the Meyer wave, and probably every phrase he said. But when he says, okay, so you go to my website, and you'll learn about heart something, and phase coherency, list off a bunch of things. And then he said, and then .com 30, blah, blah, blah. He threw in a website in the middle of a technical talk about subatomic particles or something, you know?
Yeah, Bob,
and
I don't think
probably
it's
didn't mean that.
I don't think it's a machine
what?
He developed. It's an app. He developed an app, not a machine.
Right, right. You put it in your phone. But what is it? Is it emanate something? I think I heard him say headphones. But maybe if you go to his site, you might see the gadget, see if there is headphones. Maybe you walk around with it, you know, in your ears. But the... it sounded, holy shit, this guy is listing off bacteria or chemical stuff, then a bit of spiritual stuff, cosmic love, and then he throws in the chip body by saying, you know, this particular AskWhite.com software will be part of the mix. So it's very quadriphenic. He's covering the different bodies. And he may not have meant that because he speaks so quickly.
Well, one of the last lines was he said, we're going to be coherent, and if we're coherent, we're congruent. But
right.
Nothing...
And then you have a successful death.
Yeah.
I think
yes.
when I heard him many years ago, he believes that you die, but you don't get, in a way, some about surviving it. You're going to die, but if you know what you're doing with your congruence and your confluence and your heart phase modulator, you will come through it and be in a better situation and maybe not dead. Whereas Ion says, the hardest thing to do is to die. It's the hardest thing to do is to die. But what's his name is assuming you die, but he figured out an antidote to it. So you see, that's where Ion goes further than anybody, because you take Dan, who goes pretty far, and Ion goes way past Dan Winter. Doesn't have the same assumptions. Like time. These
yep.
physicists still have time in their formula.
Mm.
And then you have that headline today that Chad brought in, scientists, whoever they are, who knows what faction they are, said, we've discovered there is no time and everything's happening all at once.
I don't understand how that was ever not apparent. I mean, you just consider clocks. I mean, they're handmade. And then you have to go look at another clock to set that clock. It's not rocket science.
It's a machine. So Sarah goes, yeah, if we didn't have any clocks, we'd have no time.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. We're just agreeing on what the clocks say, where we are, or disagreeing.
No, he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean the non-clock world when he says no time.
Well, I know. There's sundials, tides.
Actually, you might be right. It was around the time the clocks came in, the beginning of the Renaissance. He says we went into the Dark Age, and the medieval people didn't have any clocks, so they were in the time. So the clock is a medium that has an effect on perception. But when you're talking about people walking around reality, and it's all going backwards because of the neutrino, and it already happened, that's the no-time world. That's not involved with clock. It's a more sophisticated no-time world. That's what you focus on, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just real simple things. You just say, well, there's eternity. So in eternity, there's time for every possible mutation to happen.